If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the BG Live pre-party from the Great, Great American Pub here in Phoenixville, brought to you by Miller Lite. A lot of Miller Lites around here. It's been cool. Everybody having a good time getting ready for BG Live. Joining us for this segment, Elliot Shores Parks and his pants.
And my pants, correct.
And his pants.
Tight as always.
Always tight.
The song never lies. Kendrick in Philly tonight, by the way.
Oh, great.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Big night for Broads.
Broads going to be there?
Big night for hip-hop, too. Yeah.
Kendrick and SZA.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was looking at the
merch online.
The Link.
At the Link.
What do you think they're playing somewhere?
Well, you think they're playing at the Met?
Well, I thought Wells Fargo, but I feel like they're bigger than Wells Fargo.
Yeah. So I would imagine.
Just sucks at raining.
Yeah, Drake really helped him out with that. So
Well, he put him on the map again.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let's get to everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, I wasn't planning on doing this today, but listen, we got into a debate before the show, and it was time to properly rank the five best plays in my lifetime, in Eagles history.
In your lifetime.
Yeah, in my lifetime.
Not in Eagles history, in your lifetime.
In my lifetime of Eagles history.
No, not Eagles. Just take out the Eagles history.
It's a good way to get around not including any of the old plays.
It is. Yeah. It's directly the
Eagles plays of my lifetime.
Because I don't want to disrespect the elders, unlike Elliot, which we'll get to his.
You're not going
to
have, like, the Randall punt.
No. Yeah. Come on. Randall didn't win squat.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Number five. Oh, who can forget it? But I think this is the proper place to put the fifth best play of my lifetime in Eagles history.
Foles moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
A little razzle dazzle by Duff.
You're a moron.
Such an idiot.
You're a moron. The fifth best play.
Dude, that might be a top 10 NFL play
of all time.
Of cute play design, sure, but like when it comes to
the backup quarterback
winning,
caught a touchdown pass in a game against Tom Brady.
A cool play. Cool play.
Cool play.
The first half.
Let him get through the rest of it.
There's a statue of the play.
And you were too big of a coward to ask Doug what play he was going to run.
Oh, I missed the spot. I didn't want to go back to it.
Right.
Yeah, it was late.
I was thinking in the middle of his answer to the Philly special, I was like, you know what? It'd be funny to ask Doug
what that fullback dive.
Yeah, what he was going to
He should have chimed in and told him it was a bit of an overrated moment.
Well, he did say that. We'll get to it.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
Well, he didn't really.
Started
number
five.
No, he did.
All
right,
okay.
The Philly special.
Yeah. Number four. I don't care that it happened last year. They don't win the Super Bowl without this play.
Third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter. Jalen Carter.
Can't block him.
Yep. Jalen Carter getting to Matthew Stafford.
Oh, my God.
It's the only reason they won the Super Bowl. He was wide open for a touchdown.
Well, I mean, that is a – I mean, I was sure they were scoring a touchdown. I was sure they were losing that game.
Yeah, when Puka Nacua caught that ball in the press the press box, I was thinking everything I just got for postgame is going to be deleted.
Right, it's over.
Everyone got so tight.
Yeah.
Yes. So tight.
Yeah. Well, because after the Saquon run, I literally, like, I was like, this game is over.
Yeah.
And then, like, 90 real seconds later, it was, oh, actually, they might actually lose this.
And let's forget about the fact that it cost me potentially thousands of dollars in my Rams futures bet.
Yep.
Yep.
You've been on the Rams for years.
I have.
You're going to go down swinging with the Rams.
I am.
The third best play of my lifetime in Eagles history.
Nope.
Third best Eagles play of my lifetime. Will you just say
I
it
love
like,
the specificity yeah, here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care that it was the regular season. No one is ever going to forget this moment.
14 seconds to go. 31-31. Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckler. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40. He's let it go. DeSean Jackson. I don't care if he jumps, dives. He's running around. And he is in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Miracle in the Meadowlands number two.
That's right, Mike Quick, number two.
Number four, but...
Yeah, who's counting?
I think if you remove the fact that it wasn't a playoff game, you could argue that might be the most exciting play in franchise history. Like, ends
yes.
the game
yeah.
right there in a way you don't normally see games ended as well.
I think it's the only walk-off.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in NFL history?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And considering the comeback, like that it was the exclamation point on the comeback of the game.
I'm sure it's not the only walk-off.
Well, he's only walk-off.
Yeah.
Somebody will walk off
punt return.
Yes,
punt return.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's only walk-off punt return.
So, okay. Jack, real quick, you think the Jalen Carter sack is a better play than the Philly special?
More impactful, yeah.
Okay.
More impactful.
All right. Okay.
More impactful.
All right. See, this is what I was saying
That's
beforehand.
That's what I'm saying. It's his personal list.
Well, it's his Wentz. It's,
no, it's nothing it's, about Wentz.
It is.
You're lucky. You're lucky Philly special is even in the top five.
All right.
Any Jalen plays coming
up? No, don't even worry about it. There's no mention.
Well, there's only two plays left.
Yeah,
well, there's only two plays left. And number two is from the Super Bowl. Is it the dagger? It sure isn't.
It is 3rd and 16 for the Chiefs. Facing the staunchest defense of the season. Back goes Mahomes. He's rushing. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeGene. And DeGene is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeGene.
Cooper DeGene with a
pick
for a touchdown.
Cooper DeGene, a pick six in the Super Bowl on your birthday. Happy birthday, kid.
Second best play in our lifetime in Eagles history?
Yeah, it wasn't even the best play in the game. The dagger's better than that.
No, the dagger's not.
The dagger's better than that.
You are
the team. The team itself said it was over after that play.
It was over regardless of that player.
Maybe it would have been, but it was what 17-27.
Cooper DeGene pick six is the play of the game.
The dagger is the play. The dagger is the most memorable play.
No, it's not. More people prop up Jalen.
It's not about Jalen. We're talking about
100% about Jalen.
You put Jalen on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore.
He is on the Mount.
He is
on.
He hasn't even retired yet.
He's already the best quarterback in franchise. History. The best quarterback in franchise history.
Yeah, but you don't know what could happen afterwards.
It doesn't matter. You don't put people number one.
You don't put people on the Mount Rushmore until they retire. You
that's how good his career has been already. No. I agree. I wouldn't do it 3 years into a rookie.
He didn't make the Pro Bowl this year.
Boy, he got Super Bowl MVP and won a Super Bowl, and he's been to two. That's
Josh Sweat should have gotten Super Bowl MVP.
But
Jack, what's number one?
But he didn't.
Jack, what's number one?
Number one. I mean, it's the reason we're celebrating today.
That was big of you to put this one.
Yeah, it's a big take. It's a big take. But the best play in my lifetime in Eagles history.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by... Now it is recovered by Barnett. Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady.
There it is. Now, I don't know if you heard it. No, we asked Coach Peterson what was the bigger play, the Philly special or the strip sack. He called the strip sack one. He called it 1 and 1A, but he did note that the strip sack led to a field goal, and I think that was his way of saying
the touchdown.
The touchdown is bigger than the field goal. Yes.
You know,
that was his way of saying it.
Yes, yeah.
If there's one downside to the last Super Bowl being such a blowout, is it didn't none of no moments like that happened. I remember being in Minnesota in the press box, and like the stadium when that play happened is one of the crazier stadium reactions I've ever seen. Like the complete change there. It was wild.
Dude, seriously, I mean, listen, nice list. It's going to be hard to get five plays and have everybody agree on those five plays in Eagles history. But one of the five greatest plays I've ever seen in my life is the Saquon Barkley play.
Yeah, so there's a couple that I think the Patrick Robinson pick six should have been on there.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
I think over the Jalen Carter play.
Well, the only thing I'll say about the – and I know I've said this before, but I've never – the stadium for the Patrick Robinson interception was – insane.
Yeah.
Like, truly insane.
And the Saquon runs were great.
It's almost like there's too many Saquon runs.
Was the backward hurdle?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I
think you got to take off Jalen Carter for that one.
I mean, you just said that like you –
Well, I just like it's –
I've never seen that play.
I know we've never seen it. But it's like, come on. There's some all-time plays on there. It was an 8-yard gain.
What about –
First of all, it wasn't an 8-yard gain. It was a 14-yard gain. It might have been the greatest 14-yard gain in football history.
Okay.
I'm not saying it deserves – I'm just saying consideration.
Sure.
Fourth and 26.
Most impressive thing I've ever seen a Philadelphia athlete do.
Fourth and 26?
Yeah. See, I think that's dead. I do. I think that fourth and 26 is
so the other one
dead
too
to
is
you.
The McNabb.
Well, I know it's not dead to you. I'm well aware.
Ike Reese erasure from Jack Fritz.
I mean, for 20 years, fourth and 26 was one of the staple plays of the organization.
Now, well, and by
now
the
all
way,
of a sudden it's dead to
well,
you.
We've won two Super Bowls and been to three. I
by
don't
the
know
way, Jack said the 04 team was the best team in Eagles history.
And that game was an 03.
Well, I'm just saying that era of team, you don't even have one play from that era.
What about
that's not even our play.
Whatever happened like
from that era?
No, I'm saying fourth and 26.
Oh, yeah, fourth and 26,
right. Yeah. He doesn't even have one play from that era.
That team was just grabbing there.
What about the McNabb scramble versus Dallas?
I thought about it.
That's another play.
That's a good
great
one.
Regular season. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the play for the postseason, I mean, the hit on Algie Crumpler.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good ones.
It was going to be tough. You were going to leave something off the list regardless.
He just did the list to put the Philly special fifth.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he did the list.
He started with 1-5 and then out 2, 3, and 4. Yeah.
Typical Jack, mail it in top five. Just
was it mailed in?
Yeah.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making my case. Lucky to even be on there.
Just like Buzz pointed out, you know, the work ethic recently.
Yeah, well, it's a good point from Buzz.
Like doing the greatest plays in Philly's history, and they're all from 08.
They're all Bryce, yeah.
Well, the only one
after. Oh, 22, yes, yeah. They're all Bryce.
The bunt last week, number
the
four.
The only one that would probably be on there is Bedlam. I mean.
Well, Bedlam definitely.
No, the Reese play.
Yeah. Yeah, I put that on
the Reese bat slammer.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're going through it. Hold on. Hamels no hitter in 2015.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Elliot, just real quick, we were talking about our Eagles Mount Rushmores, and Elliot, and one thing we were talking about is the tendency for people to only pick things they've seen for Mount Rushmore. So Elliott's Eagles Mount Rushmore is Brian Dawkins, Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, and Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Yeah, no problem.
You could talk.
Three of them played on the team. Just
one of them has only played 5 years.
Okay,
well, and isn't retired.
Can I explain my? Can I explain my?
Yes. Thought
I guess.
So first of all, the reality is the Eagles.
He also called the Eagles Brandon Graham a better Eagle than
he
than
is
Reggie
a better
White.
Eagle than Reggie White. He is. He's not a better player. He's a better Eagle.
Okay.
Brandon Graham is a better all-time Eagle than Reggie White is.
Okay.
But for the top four here, like the reality is the Eagles only started being really good from like 2000 on. Like they didn't, like they were good players, but they didn't really accomplish much before the year 2000.
Well, they were in the Super Bowl in 1980.
They were. That was impressive, but they lost, and it was one
and they're
time
the best
in, like,
defense
years.
In football.
Right. Okay. But after 2000, they've won two Super Bowls. So if you want to talk about the best players in franchise history, I think it should represent the best stretch in franchise history. And there's no question these past 10 years or whatever have been the best stretch. I think when you make the Mount Rushmore, it starts with two players. It starts with Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham. If there are not two more players for this organization that have accomplished more, represent the team more. They won two Super Bowls.
No. Their teams won two Super Bowls. Brandon Graham, God bless him, was in one Pro Bowl.
Yes, but his team won two Super Bowls. He had the biggest play in one of those Super Bowls. He's played the most games in franchise
So why is
history.
Lane Johnson not on it? Lane Johnson's a more accomplished player than
Lane has an argument for it. But I think that Brandon, also when you talk about the Mount Rushmore, it's why we're here today, you have to take into account as well, like, off the field. And Brandon Graham, Lane is awesome. Lane would probably be, like, sixth or seventh on my list of Mount Rushmores. But and it's no shot at Lane, but like Kelce and Brandon have attached themselves to this city probably more than any two athletes of like any sport in a lot of ways in this city. So when you take into account what they mean to the city, the accomplishments, and they were both great players. Like, let's be honest, Kelce is one of the best centers of all time. Brandon is arguably the best defensive end to ever play for this team. Like, they're not role players.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
Okay, why
he's
not?
He's not arguably
why not?
The
why not?
Best defensive.
Why not?
Because
why not?
Reggie White. You said the see, this is where you slip up. You said Brandon Graham is arguably the best defensive end who's
arguably,
ever played for
yes.
this team.
Yes.
And no one.
And Hugh is better.
No
see that
one.
Guy sitting over there?
Yeah.
That guy sitting over Hugh, there was pretty
Hugh,
good.
Hugh is also arguably.
Reggie White is the greatest defensive end of all time.
I would have probably Brandon agree with you on that.
If you want to say, well, then he's not a better defensive
but
end than Reggie.
You cannot just
You
Reggie,
said
Reggie went and played for the Packers.
Okay.
So that matters to me. When I'm talking about the best defensive end, you're right. I said right off the jump, Reggie White.
Reggie
is,
had more sacks
on.
In one Reggie, year Reggie than White, Brandon Reggie, had in his on, entire career.
Reggie White is a better player than Brandon Graham.
I don't know, probably.
He's a better player than Brandon Graham.
2 years.
He's a better player. I agree with you. He's not a better Eagle. And so with Brandon third all-time in sacks, it's not like he's 10th or 11th in sacks.
So who's ahead of him?
Who's Trent second? Cole. Isn't it Trent Cole?
And who's first?
I think it's Reggie.
Okay.
No.
Oh, sorry. But he only played.
It's
he
Clyde
didn't play
Simmons.
It's Clyde Simmons. Okay.
Yeah. But Schmidt doesn't matter because he didn't play his entire career.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You guys love this Schmidt take.
It's
like,
horrible.
Okay, fine. Put him on. I don't care about the Phillies' Mount Rushmore that much, honestly. So, but when we're talking about the Eagles' Mount Rushmore, I cannot have a player up on there where when I'm looking up, I'm going to go, who's that? He goes, that's Reggie White. He's maybe the best defensive player of all time, but he also played for the
Packers.
Okay,
so real quick,
like,
you
matters.
Put Jalen Hurts on,
yes.
Who, by the way, isn't it possible Jalen Hurts plays for another team?
It's very unlikely, but it's possible.
Is it possible?
Yes,
okay.
It's unlikely.
Well, nobody would have guessed that Carson Wentz would have played for another team.
I agree with that.
Okay, so what?
But is Jalen the best quarterback in franchise history?
He's played fewer years.
No, hold on. Yes, is he?
Most accomplished.
Yes, he's the most accomplished. You cannot have a Mount Rushmore without a quarterback if you're a real franchise.
Oh, you can.
The quarterback is the most important position. He's won a Super Bowl. He's done something no other quarterback has done for this franchise. Start and finish year.
And he's gone to two.
He's almost won two
so
MVPs.
So you're not giving Reggie credit
almost
for his 8 years as an Eagle. But Jalen, who has only played 5 years as an Eagle and could play for other teams, is going to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Yes, because
even though you have no idea what's going to happen in
Jalen
the future.
Because Jalen has already accomplished something for this franchise more impactful than Reggie did. It's just an unfortunate reality. And when we're talking about guys on Mount Rushmore, they're all great players. All these guys are great players. So what differentiates them is the off-the-field stuff, the resume, the accomplishment. Reggie's an awesome player. The guys on my Mount Rushmore have to be more than an awesome player. They have to have another
reason. Reggie didn't do anything in the community for Philadelphia?
He did good things, but I'm saying, like,
it happened before you followed the team.
Hold on.
Just say it.
Of course
just
it happened
it
before
loud.
I followed the
no,
team.
No, but say but, that
but,
that's
no,
why.
No, but you're dismissing
say
the fact.
Say that that's why.
I'm telling you, the reason why is
because
people
because
view
you
him
didn't
as
watch
a Packer.
It.
People view him as a Packer.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
He is remembered as a the Packers.
They view them. He played more years for the Eagles, Elliot.
He won the Super Bowl with the Packers.
Elliot, just say it out loud. I didn't watch Reggie, and that's why I don't have him on the Mount Rushmore.
I didn't watch Reggie, and he's not on the Mount Rushmore.
And that's why I don't have him on the Mount Rushmore.
He didn't win. Did he win a single playoff game here?
You put one.
One. Okay. Brandon Graham won two Super Bowls. You cannot just dismiss that. You can't. You can't dismiss team accomplishments and the fact that he was one of the best players for the best stretch in franchise history. Reggie's an awesome player. Everyone in consideration is an awesome player. It has to be about more than that. And Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce.
It is about more than that for Reggie, but you don't even read, so you don't even know what he did.
I'm telling you, I acknowledge I didn't watch him play. I wasn't even born when he played. I agree with that, but I'm not dismissing him as a player.
Of course you are.
How I said he's a
better player. You just said Brandon Graham is a better defensive end than Reggie was. You said it.
No. That's not what I said. You have to listen to what I said.
Buzz, pull the audio.
I said he's arguably a better defensive end when you consider
No, he's not.
When you consider what he did for the team, he
absolutely
is.
Nobody would argue that he's a better defensive end.
I'm arguing it right now. I'm arguing.
You're the only one.
I think he should be on the Mount Rushmore. Reggie White is a Packer. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, you can ignore it because you were alive when it happened. Just because you were alive doesn't change the reality
All right.
of what it is.
Anyone who thinks that Reggie White does not deserve to be on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore, cheer.
He's a Packer!
There we go.
Now, everyone who believes that Reggie White should be on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore, cheer.
All right, now ask them if they want to kick Brandon Graham off the Mount Rushmore.
Well, you have to kick off somebody. Well, how about Jalen Hurts, whose career isn't even over?
Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl for the franchise. You can't just ignore that. And he's the
I'm not ignoring
you
it.
You are ignoring it by kicking him off the Mount Rushmore.
What if he goes in and wins two Super Bowls for the Packers?
Well, then we'll reconsider there.
But no, you can't reconsider a Mount Rushmore.
Yes, you absolutely
can. It's in stone, you idiot.
All right, so
it's
you're saying.
Literally in
have
stone.
Have you ever changed your Mount Rushmore? You've had the same Mount Rushmore your entire life. No,
I
of course
haven't thought
you
about
it.
Mount Rushmore my entire life.
Okay, that's a lie. I know you too well to know you don't think of. Come on, you're Mr. Mount Rushmore. Yes, of course things change. But right now, Jalen belongs on, and by the way, I will bet, like whatever you want to say about Carvin.
He does not belong on a Mount Rushmore.
He does. Right. He's the best quarterback.
He may be there.
Yeah.
But not right now. It's like.
I think he is there right now.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I do.
I'm just saying he would be the one I would argue not yet.
So if I had to take one person off and replace, and you'll like this since you love old stuff, Chuck Bednarik, I would be the one I would put on. I'd put him before Reggie.
Wow. That's a shocking revelation.
And I'd even see Chuck play.
Well, none of us did.
Because you're doing it to be a troll.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
Chuck would be the next one. Or Howie Roseman.
We're talking about players.
Yeah, we're doing players.
Well, I didn't know there was a rule.
All right.
I didn't.
We're talking about players.
Rushmore could be different.
We're talking about players.
Yeah. All right, if you do just players.
Well, then you should put Jeff Lurie on the Mount Rushmore instead of Howie.
That's an interesting argument.
Well, it's not interesting. It's a fact.
Okay, well, then I guess Lurie's on yours. I wouldn't put him on mine. But I'm saying, like, Lurie does, if you want to say
most accomplished quarterback.
Yeah.
Not the best quarterback.
Fair.
Accomplished
Although,
in franchise.
Although, honestly, like, no, you're right.
He's not the most talented.
Yes. But again, all these guys we're talking about are talented. So that what differentiates to me is the Super Bowl.
No, it matters. I agree with you there. I think in the end, he'll be at the top of that list.
I think you got
him there already.
I think it's his spot to lose, put it that way.
Sure. Okay.
And I don't think any of the former quarterbacks are obviously, because they're not playing. But, like, he's already passed those guys. So, but I'm saying, like, he's already accomplished things that those guys did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it'd have to be someone else.
I've never seen Kyle McCord. I've never seen Elliot yell.
I know.
Spike was yelling.
He saw a crowd in front of him instead of Showtime.
Yeah, well, I don't think the crowd was on my side, but that's okay.
Yeah, but
whatever.
It's a happy day.
Me versus Elliot, the crowd's on nobody's side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're all on Ike's side.
Yes.
Ike makes the most sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say anything. Yes.
That was a good point by Ike.
So Merrill's going to join us next. Are we going to fight with Merrill?
I bet you Merrill has Hurts on his
We don't board. Argue in front of company.
I bet he also has Reggie on his Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, we need Merrill's Mount Rushmore.
I guarantee you Reggie's on his Mount Rushmore.
I guarantee you.
I'd be shocked if he
isn't. Reggie's definitely on it.
Doc is definitely on it.
Chuck.
Bednarik's on it.
He respects Bednarik.
What about like Van Buren? Oh, Merrill's here in person. Van Buren, so I guess I'm off stage.
Yeah, you got Steve Van Buren. Yeah, we can get Jack out of here. He's the only non-football guy here.
That's a good point.
He already took offense to that earlier when I said it.
Well, a little different.
Jack might be more of a football guy than I am, to be honest with you. In deep down?
Oh, man, don't let me start talking trenches.
Me, Ike, and Jillio, football guys. And Hugh.
There's the great one.
I almost broke a blood vessel.
There he is. All right. Merrill,
we got to get out of here.
Merrill Reese joins us next. at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party brought to you by Miller Lite. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fitz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.